Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 284 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. The FCT had the highest number of cases with 67, then Kaduna with 33, Rivers with 31, Anambra with 23, and Lagos with 22. Great work, Lagos. The numbers are coming down, but let's not relax. Let's keep taking our precautions. Limit your movement when you must go out, whether you're going to work or to buy essentials. Please wear a mask, keep your distance from people, wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as you can. Second hard fact of the day, vaccinations are ongoing. Just go to the primary healthcare center nearest to you for your first dose. But if you are due for your second dose, go back to where you got your first dose and receive your second. We've got a third hard fact today. Hard facts, Nigeria Info really is organizing a debate competition for teenagers. It's the I Beg to Differ tournament. You remember I Beg to Differ now? We used to have that segment here on Hard Facts, that our debate show. You remember it? Uh-huh. Well, now it's coming back as a competition for children who are aged 13 to 17. The winner gets a cash prize of 1 million naira. You heard me. 1M for their future education. To qualify, you or your child must be in secondary school here in Lagos, and the child must be between 13 and 17. If you're 17, you still have to be in school. If you've graduated at 17, unfortunately, this disqualifies you. So you have to be between 13 and 17 to qualify. If you want to sign up to be a part of this, just log on to www.nigeriainfo.fm. www.nigeriainfo.fm. Once you log onto the website, you see where you click to register. You see a bunch of topics that we've listed there for you. Pick one of the topics and debate for that topic, then debate against that topic, because we don't want you to choose the one you like. We want to see how you debate. That's what will determine whether we select you to get into the quarterfinals and then the semifinals and then the finals. So choose from the list of subjects that we've put there for you. Send us a 2-minute audio of you debating for that topic and another 2-minute audio of you debating against that topic. Upload it to our website and voila, we will get it, we'll listen to it. If we like it, you enter into the quarterfinals, and may the best young person win. You see why the 1 million Lagosians who listen to Hard Facts cannot be wrong? They get a chance to win a million naira. Make sure your children start listening to the show. I have a great show for you today. We'll start with the big three as always. Let's talk about human rights groups slamming the Lagos Police Command for saying that it will stop NSAR's memorial demonstrations. So we'll start with that. And then let's talk about the Senate changing its mind on electronic transmission. And then let's talk about Femi Adesina saying that Nigeria is safer now than in 2015. It's Tuesday, so Chukwudi will bring you Community Europort. On the big hard fact, let's talk about leadership and age. Last week, I told you that Adams Oshomole said that age doesn't determine a good or bad leader. Some of you agreed, some of you disagreed. We had a very spirited debate about it. That's why we're going to spend a whole hour continuing that conversation at 5 o'clock. So make sure you're here when that conversation comes your way. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour. We're also hopefully going to give you a chance to win money. So we have 30,000 naira up for grabs. We couldn't give away. Actually, we have, hold on. Oh, yeah. 30,000 naira up for grabs. So we couldn't give away 20,000 yesterday. So we'll try to give away the 30,000 today. Hopefully, we get three people who can win that money. Win some shmoney. Right. Okay. So keep listening so that you find out when we play so you can win. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. And these are your hard facts.
Hard facts. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Should the police be stopping demonstrators or keeping them safe? Should the police be stopping demonstrators or keeping them safe? Has INEC won the battle for electronic transmission? Is that what has happened here? Is Nigeria safer today than it was in 2015? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's get into the stories, shall we? The police have been told that they don't have the right to stop NSAS demonstrations. And that's our first story. Now, before we get into our first story, let me take you back to today in 2020.
Police in charge of operation, Lagos State Police Command. Thank you. As I'm talking to you, they are collecting the arms and weapons that SARS are using. Right now,
this was last year, 12th October 2020. Around this time last year, that was when that was happening. You heard from the Lagos Police Command at the time and telling us, telling young people who were on the streets that there's no need to be on the streets anymore. Their demands have been met so they can afford to leave the streets and go back home. Incidentally, after that announcement was made, we saw young people being pelted with rubber bullets. We saw young people being pelted with water. If you're watching our live stream at the moment, we're showing you footage after footage of that incident happening from 2020, from today in 2020. But yes, yesterday, Lagos Police Command said it would suppress any NSAS Memorial Street events. We talked about the legality of that plan. Now, we have a human rights group saying that it's illegal. We heard from the Take It Back Movement, or TIB. Their legal advisor, Festus Ogun, said, quote, CP Hakim Odumosu has no such power, right, or authority to warn against, prohibit, or outlaw protests. That will be acting the fragile limits of his powers and against the Constitution. He cannot, under our extant laws, interfere with the hallowed right to protest under any guise. The only legal duty he has is to ensure the security and welfare of all protesters, which must be professionally done, end quote. If you're watching our live stream, I'm showing you footage after footage after footage of the things that transpired today, last year, 2020. And fast forward 1 year later, not only can the police not stop a peaceful protest, the police must protect the protesters. Festus Ogun went on to cite the court case that I mentioned yesterday as well. You remember the one? Emphasizing the sacred nature of the right to protest in a constitutional democracy, the Court of Appeal in the case of IGP versus ANPP 2008 held that certainly in a democracy, it is the right of citizens to conduct peaceful processions, rallies, or demonstrations without seeking and obtaining permission from anybody. It is a right guaranteed by the 1999 Constitution, and any law that attempts to curtail such right is null and void, and of no effect whatsoever, end quote. In case you're wondering what part of the Constitution guarantees this right, it's Section 39, 40, and 41. That's where freedom of assembly and opinion are enshrined. So it's clear. Every Nigerian has the right to demonstrate as long as they remain peaceful and don't commit crimes. The Constitution says so. The courts have confirmed it. My question is, do you believe the Commissioner of Police is not aware of this? Do you believe he's not aware of this? If not, how is it possible that a CP would not be aware of the right to protest? And if he is aware, if the Commissioner of Police is aware, why do you think he has insisted on saying that he will not allow protests to take place, which could be interpreted as violating the rights of Nigerians? Do you think the police is taking this position because they believe that they cannot be stopped? If you're watching our live stream, I'm still showing you footage of the things that went down today, last year. Our live stream, Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. It was today, last year, that we saw footage of Oxlade, and Oxlade is a musician. Oxlade and his colleague being dragged through the streets of Lagos. I believe it happened in Surulere. If you're watching our live stream, you're seeing footage after footage of protesters in Abuja being pelted with water cannons. But let's come back to this year. What do you think about TIB's response to the police? What do you think is giving the police the confidence to say they will stop people from doing something that the law allows them to do? I have a cold. Sorry if you hear me sniffing and it bothers you. But yes, give me a call, 01465-7190. That's our number for women, 01465-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We also have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're still reminding you what happened today in 2020. It's showing on our live stream on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Etim from Satellite Town is our first caller. Hello, Etim.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
This ends 1 year anniversary. We have people celebrating their day and memorial services in honor of their late ones. Did they take that to the street to destroy other people's business or move it? Hello?
I'm hearing you. Just go ahead.
Yes. You remember the incident that took place in Abuja? The Azazaki group. Weeks ago. You know what happened? Many people died. You know, some businesses, private businesses, government, federal and state government, are yet to recover from the destruction of NSAS. Go to Calabar, we are the worst hit. The Calabar International Conference Center was destroyed. The garment factory was destroyed. And the governor accused Akwa Ibom State Youth that the people who came to Cross Liberty to carry out that destruction were from Akwa Ibom. Do you know that accusation, what it could have caused? Because we are still not seeing the pace of the kangaroo feeding of 86 oil west to Akwa Ibom State. Do you know what that incident, that accusation could have caused between Cross Liberty and Akwa Ibom? They should carry their 1 year anniversary. They should go and mark it in the church. They should not use their own business to disturb that of others. And for electronics and transmission of the results, it's not yet the rule. The INEC, what about the hacking into INEC server? Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Etim. We've got Jonathan in Badagry, who's a first time caller. Hello, Jonathan.
Yes. Good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, I wanted to contribute my little quota to the national building of the country. On the issue of this police commissioner, Akin Odumosu, I want Nigerians to understand that this same commissioner made the same kind of threat statement last year. And after his statement, we saw what happened. You understand?
Hmm.
So I want Nigeria, especially the human rights group, they should always hold on to this.
Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. So I've just been told that we're having network difficulties, so we're not streaming on Facebook, but we definitely are streaming on YouTube. So go check out those videos I was talking about. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Andy. Okay. Well, Andy is on the line. Andy's a first-time caller. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
My take on this is, they're stopping the youth from protesting. This already shows that they have no say in this nation. The opinion of the youth is being eradicated. How would they say youth shouldn't protest? Under normal circumstance, it's in the law. It's in the law that there should be room for protest. And the police should safeguard us. But instead, what we are having is opposite. That shows the kind of government, the kind of people we have in the leadership. Okay, about the electronic transmission voting. Well, they should carry that out at least. With that, we'll have confidence, and they shouldn't have any means to say they want to manipulate or they want to hack INEC server, because that is another way they can go to manipulate results. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Andy, for calling us. We've got Bola in Lekki. Bola is a first-time caller. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I want to lend my voice to the discussion, especially as regards the directive from the Commissioner of Police banning a one-year memorial of the NSAS protest. I'm a lawyer as well, so from the position of the law, that is ultra-virus, his powers, he does not have the power to make such directive, as such directive is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. The police have a separation of status, separation of law, and it's created to enforce the law, more so the constitution, which is the grandeur, which is the highest law of the land, and the right to protest is enshrined in the constitution. So to do that is undemocratic. To do that is against the rule of law, and I would say that people who want to protest should still go out to protest. I joined the NSAS protest at the Lekki Token last year. I was there about twice, and I feel that Nigerians have legitimate reasons to protest. There's a lot of police brutality we complained about then, and it's still ongoing. So if they want to protest, they have the right to protest, and they have the right to continue to express, to lend their voice and freedom of expression and speech. This government should not silence the Nigerian youth, should not silence Nigerians. It is wrong to do so. And the office of the citizen of Nigeria is the highest. Government is for the people, and if the people are aggrieved and they want to lend their voice, the people in government should not say no. So they should learn to, you know, accommodate a second opinion or even make us express our grievances. It's all together for the betterment of this country. So for me, as much the protest is peaceful, I'm against insurrection, rioting and all. In as much as it's peaceful and the protesters are not harmed, you don't have a right to disperse them.
Bola, thank you so much for calling to share your thoughts. If you just tuned into the show, good afternoon to you. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we start every day by bringing you three of the biggest stories of the day. And the police have been told that they don't have a right to stop NSAS demonstrations. That's our first story. I reminded you that the Lagos command said yesterday that it would suppress any NSAS Memorial Street events. On my way into work, I saw at the Lekki toll gate, you know, lots of police vans. I saw armored tanks. I saw trucks waiting to ship people into the trucks and ship them away if they decide to come protest at the toll gate. It's also interesting that the toll gate is almost ready to reopen. I mean, I'm thinking of the nightmare that, you know, Lekki Ekpe and the Lekki toll gate and the first roundabout is about to become if that place reopens, because you have the traffic light at the first roundabout now, and you have that weird turning thing that the government decided to put at that junction. You know, at the Lekki toll gate, it's about to be a traffic nightmare. So for an administration that says that one of its goals in the themes agenda of Babajide Sanwo-Olu is to get rid of traffic in Lagos, I'm trying to understand the rationale of having a toll gate smack in the middle of a very busy city and then have it so close to a very busy junction and then have traffic lights at that junction. It doesn't seem to make sense to me, but that's me deviating. So that's even away from, you know, doing the decent thing of maybe making leaving the place as a memorial to the lives that were lost there on October 20, 2020, depending on whose story you believe. So, you know, say you don't want to do the decent thing. How about doing the practical thing? The toll gate being there, is that a practical thing? The toll gate reopening, is that a practical thing? As far as Lagos and the comfort of Lagosians is concerned. That's a different conversation for a different day. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll keep having this conversation. We're still streaming live on YouTube because we're having issues with Facebook at the moment. But you can watch us on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We've got WhatsApp as well, and we'll take comments off of WhatsApp after this break. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. You can find me on social media as Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:33 at the moment, and the Senate has accepted INEC's power to decide on electronic transmission for itself. That's our second story. It just broke a couple of hours ago. You know the backstory. National Assembly is trying to pass an amendment to the Electoral Act, and the amendment was changed 3 months ago to say that INEC can use electronic transmission of results, but only in areas approved by the NCC due to network coverage. But INEC and civil society have been insisting that INEC's independence in running elections is absolute, and no other agency should have the right to approve or reject their decisions. In fact, INEC has suggested that it would ignore the National Assembly and conduct electronic transmission as it sees fit. it looked like we're heading for a showdown. You know, I was looking forward to covering that showdown for you, you know. But now the Senate seems to have backed down. They seem to have backed down. Today they re-amended the amendment. And now it says that INEC can choose to use manual or electronic transmission. Now it's not over. The Senate must still vote to adopt the amendment with a new language. And then the House of Reps must vote to accept. And then the president must sign. But civil society is saying that the Senate's about turn is a good sign. They believe that it shows that pressure from Nigerians can push the Senate and call them to order. What do you think? Do you agree? Do you agree that this was your power at play? Do you agree that this was your voice making a change with this particular important part of our civic rights? What do you think about the Senate changing their position? You heard Etim. Etim says, oh, the battle is not over. Do you agree with Etim? He says, oh, what about hackers? Oh, no, please, this is not, you know, I don't remember what he said, but you were listening, so you heard him. What do you think? What do you think caused this about turn? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. We've got, well, they haven't screened your call just yet, so let me move on to the next call. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Obino.
Your name is?
Obino.
Obino.
Yes.
Obino, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to contribute on the matter.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. It's a right of every citizen to do their protest. Are you getting me?
Okay.
So if I'm telling somebody that it's an outlet, why you see that things are not going the way it's supposed to go? Since after that, that starts of 2020, our police stop killing people recklessly, have they stopped brutalizing people? Everything still remains the way it is. My most regret is that the achievement of that NSAS was not an accomplishment because they hijacked the protest. Everything doesn't go the way it was planned. So they know what will happen again now. That's why they are saying that people should not come at us, but it's not done. They can come. How many people that can take it?
Obino, thank you very much for calling to say it. Julius is a first-time caller in Lekki. Hello, Julius.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, doing a great job there.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not surprised that this is coming from Lagos State CP.
Okay.
I'm sure for him to come out to say this, he has a backing from above.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised. And that goes to show, to confirm that this administration is tyrannical and autocratic in its dealings with its citizens, because it is written in our constitution that we have the right to protest, to do a peaceful protest, provided it is peaceful.
Mm.
So if a commissioner of police come out to say this, definitely, I'm not surprised, because he has a backing. And of course, it has confirmed to us that the government of the day is tyrannical. Thank you so much, Sandra, for giving me this opportunity. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much, Julius, for calling. We've got Joseph in Ketu on the line. Hi, Joseph.
Thank you very much, ma.
Yes.
Madam Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
I appreciate your views and discussion thus far.
Thank you.
I'm a lawyer by training.
Okay.
And the issues I want to say today, with due respect to some persons who have called, including my nene friends, who have called to the line on the issue of a protest.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we must be fair to ourselves.
Okay.
There is nowhere we have an absolute law in the world. Nowhere.
Okay.
No, from in chapter 4 of the constitution that I've been quoting and quoting on this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you read section 45, which is the last section of that same chapter, it qualifies all the right, including the right to life. That is why today, somebody who kills somebody, the court will order, let him go and be hanged and dead by hanging. It's violation of his right to life, but it's justified by law. So in limited instances, this right can be violated. All these rights can be curtailed in the interest of public peace and tranquility. Now, the NSAS protest marking we're seeing as youth, I'm in my early 40s. So I'm also hit by the what is happening here and everything. Police stop me. Therefore, I'm a lawyer. I know sometimes all I have to argue out I can get my freedom from them each time we meet them. We are facing it.
Mm.
But I cannot and I will never for any reason support us going out to go and mark any NSAS protest memorial whatsoever. The reason is just because if anytime there's a chance, man, you will just go to, just pass through Iboshiri.
Mm.
The first day after NSAS lasted and I went to that place, I was beside crying. I saw a whole court, multi-billionaire property burnt down. Up to date, we have no access to that court.
Mm.
All proceedings have been managed in TPS, in a very small enclosure. Why? It's not protest itself, it's not a crime, it's not a problem. The economic situation in Nigeria is very hard. Some of these boys who are carrying guns in the night to rob on the road, everything, they are waiting for any little spark. Once there's any guardrail for any protest that is not well contained, this guy will start again. And it's you and I that might be, all the politicians will not be affected.
That mean that there should never be a protest ever again? Or is it just NSAS protest people have a problem with?
Really.
Okay. So there can be other protests, but never NSAS again.
Very, very well, ma. Thank you for getting that point. Very clear.
Joseph, thank you very much for calling. Sarah is in Lagos Island. Sarah, I do hope you can call us back. She was a first-time caller. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Sarah, calling from Lagos.
Sarah, welcome back. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, first of all, I would like to say that it's having a peaceful protest is not wrong. As much as I'm not in support of the protest, but for them to be coming out to tell us that this and this is going to happen, that's very, very wrong. It's one of our rights to have a protest. So for the Commissioner of Police to come out and say that, I know that he's not just saying it by himself. He knows that he has the backing of the state government. He knows he has the backing of the federal government. That's why he would be bold enough to say what he's saying. And it's painful because in all ways, they just show us how they try to suppress. We are the youths, and yet it seems like they don't just want us to have a voice of our own. Whenever they see that we are coming out, they do something that will try to, you know, make us scared or make us intimidated by them, and it's very, very wrong. I just want to say that. Thank you.
Sarah, thank you so much for calling. Yomi Odunlade says, parading all our police force resources at the Lekki toll gate for days now, when our northern families need help from bandits and terrorist organizations. This government is full of new jokes every day. How can a country be without youth voices be heard? Is a dead country? Are these the same youth that are being encouraged to come out to vote in 2023? That's a message from Annie Murphy. Remember, we have Facebook. We don't have Facebook right now, but we have YouTube, and you can leave your comments via YouTube. Oluwaseun Adedamola says, I think the issue of this NSAS stuff should be put aside. Many businesses are yet to come back alive. We need to look at that. Yeah, we have the right to protest, but has there been any peaceful protest so far? Okay. So NSAS protest is not the only protest that can spark violence. It's not the only protest that can trigger gangsters. So does that mean that there should never be protests ever again, ever? We've got Oluwaseun in Bariga on the line. Oluwaseun, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, not that the CP of police in Lagos and ID of is not aware of that constitution or the law. They are aware. But I don't even know how they cannot talk and they cannot respect the people. You know, when the political parties are doing campaign, doing their rally, they used to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot at themselves. But they've never stopped. They've never banned them. For doing that. Why are we their enemy? This is what I don't understand.
Mm.
Another thing is what they want to be is memorial, not protest. It's rally in memorial of those people that were killed. But some people still saying we don't have rights. We remember in Okota, they blocked the road. Is it because that time the people in power today was involved? That's why they allowed that. And now they want to take away the right from them. This is not the country we want now. I'm talking of INEC. INEC in 2019 for Mr. President to sign electoral bill. He did not sign it. And after election, he did not sign. If INEC go ahead and say they're going to the electoral result, if the Mr. President is not signed the act after election, they will take the case to the court. You remember what the INEC said? They are going to use electoral results after INEC denied that they don't have server. This country we have, we cannot trust the people in power again. I think the earlier they realize that this country belongs to all of us, it's better for us.
Thank you very much, Oluwaseola, for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Lagos, don't forget, at 5 o'clock, which generation should lead Nigeria? That's the conversation we'll have. So be a part of that conversation today on the show. 5 p.m., which generation should lead Nigeria? But let me bring you our final story for the day. Femi Adesina is giving the Buhari administration a pass mark on security. Adesina is, of course, a member of the administration, so I guess nobody should be surprised. But here's exactly what he said when comparing the security situation today to when his boss, the president, took office in 2015. Quote, one, we met an insecure country. We went at it and there was some stability. And after a while, it exploded again and became Hydra-headed. Before, the insurgency was the only issue. But now, banditry, kidnapping and cultism came in. So it's a serious issue. In all truth, can we compare the security situation of 2015 to what we have now? As of 2015, yes, it was only insurgency then. But the way bombs were going off like firecrackers in all cities, can we compare that to today? It will be disingenuous to say that there has not been improvement in certain areas of security. End quote. So Adesina is saying that Nigerians need to look at the security situation not as a whole, but in pieces. According to him, some pieces have improved tremendously since 2015. So for example, he says, bombings by Boko Haram have reduced. Now, I should point out that in the past, when bombings were common, the government said it was because Boko Haram were too weak to hold territory. So they were now hitting so-called soft targets. But recently, we've got reports of Boko Haram fighters raising their flags as far west as Niger State. We've also seen reports of Boko Haram and other insurgent groups seemingly able to take control of ungoverned spaces. So the question becomes, have the bombings reduced because the country is safer, or have the bombings reduced because the insurgents can now control territory again? Also, Adesina acknowledged that in 2015, the administration met mostly just insurgency. But now there's banditry and kidnapping. Also, he didn't add this, but herdsmen militias have also become a bigger problem, as agreed by Governor Masari in Katsina and El-Rufai in Kaduna. So even assuming Adesina's point that insurgency has reduced, does the rise of banditry, kidnapping and herder-farmer clashes cancel out that success? And then, of course, there's the growing violence in the southeast. So when you look at all of these, what do you think of Adesina's assessment of the administration's handling of security? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. We're going to come to WhatsApp in a bit to take a look at the comments there. But for now, let's talk to Ike. Ike is in Victoria Island. Thank you so much for calling us, Ike. Hello, Ike.
Yes.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about this premier additional. They call that this is the security situation in Nigeria has been better.
Mm.
It's just so unfortunate for this people. How can you say the security in Nigeria today is better than 2015? We are having only 2015. So today you can measure about 4 or 5 major insurgent groups in Nigeria. Why should he say so? Is that very simple to him? So even to the APC, the leading government. It's too bad for an old man like that to make sure they so smart and he's smart and say what he thinks. It's too bad. Even I'm very shameful to hear from him of that and make that statement. Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much, EK, for calling us. We've got OK. All right. OK is in Isola. OK, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Excuse me. Welcome. Go ahead.
OK. Concerning feminization remarks on security, to me, it's quite unfortunate and pathetic that a spokesman of the presence will be economical with the truth. Anyway, is their usual way of, I call it their usual soundbite. As an opportunist government, that's their usual saying whenever it concerns anything that has to do with the government that they are serving. So I'm not surprised about that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Ngozi in Isolo. After this call, we'll go to WhatsApp and see the comments you've left there for us. Ngozi, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome. Good evening.
Yeah, talking about the NSAS issue. I would say that the statement by the Lagos State Police Commissioner, it also shows that the police as a body have failed.
Okay.
It also showed a failed state. In the first place, when people are protesting, it is the duty of the police to secure the people that are protesting. It is known all over the world that sometimes people may genuinely protest, and you have some other bad eggs that may cause problem at the cause of that protest. That's why most times you need police to guard the protest, which they failed to do. Is it directly telling us that the police is a failed system already? So I'm not surprised at all. And people blaming NSAS for the mayhem that took place during the protest, I'm surprised a lot of them are saying it. It's the police we should be blaming because they failed in their respective duties. It is their duty to protect life and property of the citizens, and they failed to do that. So the blame goes to the police and not the protest in any way. Secondly, coming to Femi Adesina's belief that the President Buhari administration, he give them pass mark in security. What I would say to him is, let them politicians or the aides working with Buhari take away their security aids and walk freely in the north. And in Nigeria in general, the way the common masses work, if they come back safely, Sandra, then let him give him 100%, I will be in support. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ngozi, for calling us. All right, let's go to WhatsApp now and take a look at the messages that we have there. We've got a break coming up. After the break, we will, of course, come back to more messages off of WhatsApp. Sandra, I laughed when you mentioned Adesina. The fact remains you cannot defend this government and not look stupid. That's Bali from Marina with that message. Sandra, good afternoon. Femi Adesina is reading his Bible upside down. That's a message from Prince. Prince, thank you very much. very much for your message. There's absolutely nothing the police can do to stop us from mourning our late ones. Up till now, the Judicial Panel of Inquiry is yet to do justice to the killings that happened at the Lekki toll gate, and they think we'll just forget like that. We will not. Kenneth from Shasha with that message. Kayode from Ikotun says, the anniversary of NSARS is quite an alibi or unwarranted. There's tendency for the anniversary to be hijacked by unknown persons or hoodlums. Let the protesters choose a designated venue with police protection. All right. While the youths have the right to commemorate the 2020 episode of NSARS protest, let us not forget that where their rights end is where the beginning of the rights of others. Okay. All right, Lagos, let's take that break. When we come back, we will take more of your thoughts off of social media only. That's what we'll wrap up with. Actually, there's no time to keep taking messages, though. This is where we wrap today's Big Three, because we've got ads until 4 o'clock. Don't go away, Lagos.